7-1.
Let's talk about the election.
And we're back at Mountain Money here on KPCW Radio. I'm Renee Bodley-Miller here with Roger Goldman. We're very excited to have these next guests in studio with us. We have Brooks Kirschheimer and Mia Yu there with the new restaurant coming to Kimball Junction called Hearth and Hill. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us. We're very happy to be here.
So you call yourselves family-friendly, upscale, casual. Mia, what does that mean?
Well, basically, we just wanted to have a place with great food and great ambiance that everyone felt comfortable coming to. So whether it's boys' night out or ladies' night out or family night out or date night, everyone can be welcome.
Tell us a little bit about your cuisine. What's the spot you're trying to hit?
I think we're just trying to hit the happy medium. So we call ourselves a contemporary American cuisine. We have an inventive menu. So we'll have ramen, we'll have your burger, salads. We have a hummus, hamachi tartare, grilled artichoke, truffle mac and cheese. So just items that people really enjoy to eat that can be easily shared. We do also have a handful of entrees as well. So if someone's looking just to have something by themselves, but really just something that speaks to the whole community and that people really enjoy coming in and eating.
Do you have a liquor license?
We do. We have a full restaurant liquor license. So we'll have a full bar, a great bar area that's 1 foot above the rest of the restaurant. So that area will be 21 and up, and then the remainder of the restaurant will be for all families to enjoy. And we'll have great cocktails, a great beer list with 4 beers on draft, and also a great wine list that will have 2 wines on draft. So they're kind of the new thing these days.
Tell us a little bit about your backgrounds and how you ended up here with respect to the restaurant business.
Well, I moved to Park City about 5 years ago, actually for a position at the Canyons, and quickly transitioned back into food and beverage. I first worked at High West and then most recently helped John Mirko open Firewood as their GM. And now I am here with Brooks on our new endeavor.
Yeah, similarly, I came to open the Montage Hotel up in Deer Valley back in 2010. I've been in restaurants my whole life and was the GM at Zoom for 2.5 years. So between the whole management team, currently we have over 25 years of Park City restaurant experience, which we're really excited about. Our commitment is to be to inspire associates, thrill our guests, and enrich our community. And so we really want to be a part of the Park City community. It's something that we're serious about. And the word hearth comes from, obviously, fire, and people love to gather around the fire. And so we want to be the gathering spot of Park City where all locals and visitors alike come to enjoy a great time with us.
Now, when I first saw Family Friendly, I think I misunderstood that as family style. And I thought it was that you're going to be bringing the big bowls of food to the big table and people would be passing it around. That's not what you are, right?
No. I mean, we'll certainly have, if people want to have a sharing family experience, we will certainly offer that and we expect to. But no, we think of Family Friendly as a restaurant where everybody can come to, and it's open to all. And like Mia said, all different types of experiences, whether it's date night or it's family night or it's a corporate event. We have a private dining room that will seat up to 36. So we really are excited about that, to be able to host everything from wedding rehearsals to corporate groups to business meetings. Just excited for everybody in Park City to come and check us out.
And will you be open for lunch or will it just be dinner only?
We'll be lunch and dinner 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
How big is the space?
Inside, we have the space is 5,200 square feet. We also have a patio, and with the patio, it is 6,000 square feet. Including the seating at the bar, it's about 192 seats total.
That is a big restaurant. What does it compare to in town?
That's a good question. I would say in that area, it's somewhat similar to the Red Rock Brewery restaurant
okay.
there.
Yeah. And so you are in Kimball Junction. You're on its Center Drive?
Correct.
And so, right by Jupiter Bowl?
Correct. We're on the same side of the street as Best Buy there, somewhat in between Best Buy and Jupiter Bowl. And we're the first occupants of the space. The space was originally built back in 2008, and it sat empty. And we're really excited to be the first occupant. We have tons of ample parking there, both underneath covered parking as well as across the street. So easy accessibility, which we're really excited about. As we know, Main Street's gotten a little bit tougher for the parking scene, and so we're excited to offer that.
I want to go back to parking because yeah. I know there's been some concern since they built the new complex where the old people used to park across from Maxwell's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're making an important point, which is there is parking underneath that the building that's across the street from you that is free, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, all the parking is free, and you can be there as long as you want. Yeah, there's tons of parking. So across the street where, like, Great Clips is, behind that is like 160 spots. Below us is about another 160 spots, and then around the area is lots more parking. So we'll never run out of parking, which we're really excited about. We'll also feature to-go, so we'll have a few spots directly in front of our restaurant, which will be just for to-go parking, where people can come in, grab their food, and off they go, as we know that that's a big priority for people these days.
It absolutely is. And will you be able to order that online eventually?
Yes, absolutely. As soon as we open, we have the way that our system is set up, it'll be nice and easy to order and pay online. You can just park in our 10-minute parking, come in the front door, and grab your lunch.
And when will you be opening?
We anticipate a December 16th opening date. You know, with construction, you never know, but we're very optimistic that December 16th will be our date. We're getting towards the end of the construction, and we're really excited. We're currently hiring as well for all positions. So we'd love to have anybody at info@hearth-hill.com is our email, as well as we do have a website that's our landing page that's up, hearth-hill.com as well.
You have a Facebook page and Instagram as well, right?
We have an Instagram currently. We're working on the rest. But yeah, we're really excited about our Instagram page, continuing to post updates of our construction process and progress, which has been really awesome for us to see and love to share it with everybody else.
Now, that area in Kimball Junction where you are, we just had Storm Cycles in on the show, and they said that they're expanding and going to a big space. Is that next to you?
It is, yeah. They will be literally our next-door neighbors. We'll share a wall with them. So we're really excited that that area is expanding and growing, not only with businesses, but also with all the residential components of that area that continue to expand, and all the guests that continue to move to Park City. We're excited to welcome them into Hearth and Hill and show them what we're all about.
I heard a story about a tourist who came to town and left. They skied canyons, and they said they had a great time on Main Street, and they mistook Kimball Junction for Main Street. They never came into Old Town.
That's a great. We love to hear that. Yeah. Yes, wow. I think that's a great story.
What's the price point?
I would, you know, we're right in that. We call ourselves an approachable price point. That's a great question, because, you know, everybody, we feel that, especially today in Park City, more and more families are going out to eat more often, and we want to be very approachable so that all families, couples, groups can all come in and have a great meal and walk out feeling that they paid what they should have paid for what they got.
So an entree price range will range from what to what?
So going back to our menu, that's part of the reason we did it the way we did, is we don't have your typical full entree menu. We have a lot of shareable items. We'll have sandwich, salads, ramen. And so a lot of different items so that you're not just stuck to the entree menu like you are at some other restaurant. So we will have some entrees that will be in the high 20s to low 30s price range. Mm-hmm. But a lot of our main items will be in that sweet spot of $10 to $18, I would say.
So often when you go out to eat now and you order an entree, you end up splitting it because the entrees
Correct.
Are huge. So when you look at, wow, it's a $30 entree, but then my husband and I look at it and say, well, we're splitting it, so it's not that much anyway. Are you going to have those big sizes?
I don't think that anyone is ever going to leave hungry.
Yeah, we just did our menu tasting in the last 2 weeks. We've been doing a lot of menu tasting to get our menu ready to go. And yeah, we are certainly going to have great portion sizes so that all feel great with what they ordered and are excited to come back and try other items on the menu.
We're kind of disappointed that we didn't continue the tasting this morning here in the studio.
Yeah.
But I did want to ask about my favorite part of the meal, which is desserts.
Yes. Yeah, and actually, it's funny you say that. You know, my dad hasn't been in the restaurant business, and him and I are partnering on this together. And my family, ever since I was young, has always been big into desserts. We always have like 8 different quarts of ice cream in our freezer at all times. And so it's a big thing on our menu, and we'll certainly have 5 to 6 different options that will all be made in-house, from your chocolates to your, you know, lemon dessert to potentially a carrot cake. Yeah, they'll certainly be great items that people will be wanting to order again and again.
So you had to have done some marketing, some research, something to show that this was going to work, right? Because that huge statistic of, what is it, 80% of new restaurants fail. Sorry to be the Debbie Downer here. That you had to have done some research that showed that what you were planning to do, the menu you were offering, the style of restaurant you're going to put out there, the location, that it's going to work. Tell us what you found.
Yeah, we certainly did lots of research. And I think through all of our experiences in this town being in the restaurant business, that has really proven to show us a lot of the different facts of what works and what doesn't work. And we're really excited to be out in Kimball Junction because we feel that that area needs a new restaurant, something that both families can come in and have a great meal, but also grab something and go. And so we feel that with the ample parking that we'll have and the great team that we've assembled, we're really going to be a great place that all want to come to. And it's certainly, like you said, my whole life I've been hearing that fact and the percentage of, and so I take it as a challenge to continue to, build a restaurant that will be successful.
And there are going to be a few new restaurants opening up in Kimball Junction. So how are you going to set yourself apart?
We feel that with our, accessibility and our family friendly and our great menu that we're going to have and the really exciting atmosphere that our restaurant's going to have, we're partnering with a design team out of Long Beach, California that does restaurants all over the country. And they have designed, and Magleby Construction is now building such a great restaurant that we feel is going to be very unique for not only Kimball Junction, but the entire Park City community that isn't really anywhere else. And we're going to have a menu that people are going to be really excited about. We'll have a couple TVs at the bar so guests can come in and watch sports if they want to, and really just talk with their friends, the other locals, those that are visiting, and just have a great meal with us.
And do you have any plans to contract with one of the local delivery services as well?
Not at the moment, but certainly something that we would look into in the future.
We've been talking to Brooks Kirschheimer, the owner of Hearth and Hill Restaurant, a new restaurant coming to Kimball Junction, and Mia Yu, the general manager of Hearth and Hill. You guys have a lot of great local restaurant experience. You're going to open again when?
December 16th is the date that we're shooting for, and we're really excited. One thing that Mia just reminded me, that we will have live music a few nights a week as well, something that I don't believe Kimball Junction has, and that we're really excited to have because we know that it definitely adds a great ambiance to your dining experience.
And once again, to remind you, the facility will be on in Kimball Junction between the Best Buy and the Jupiter Bowl, and we'll be opening December 15th or so.
Yes. Right. Yeah, we will keep everybody updated. You can follow us on our Instagram page, Hearth and Hill, as well as at our website, hearth-hill.com.
Thanks for being here. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.